Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
This is Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, but I know you know that I'm excited about today's episode because I try to bring to you guests who I think can help you. I have Josh Pettigrew with me, and what we're going to talk about, his sweet spot is, okay, so you're making money, but is the rest of your life falling apart? Is it, you have no balance? And I've talked about, entrepreneurship, there's not a lot of balance, but there's certain things that you still have to put time into, because if not, you're going to have a very fragile life. And so we're going to talk about that today. Josh, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Sean, I'm so glad to be here, and thank you for taking time. No worries.
So Josh, obviously you're an entrepreneur, and sure, you talked a little bit about this, and I've seen what has happened in your situation where we're so maniacally focused on goals.
Sure.
Typically all those goals are business related or financial related. And then you wake up one day and the rest of your life is kind of crap.
Sure. Yeah. So a lot of that I see, and from personal experience, like we talked about before, I was chasing the next goal. And like you said, there is not a ton of balance in the entrepreneurship space, and right, winning comes at a cost. And a lot of times that comes at a cost of relationships or, time with friends or whatever that looks like, someone's struggling in. For me, it was coming at the cost of my marriage and my newly born daughter. My wife came to me and just said, hey, I don't need a business partner. I need a spouse. And so I didn't really value that relationship until it was almost too late. Luckily, she came to me and communicated that and said, hey, this is what I need. And this is, I was missing kind of the elements of how does she need to be loved? And I was showing her, I'm buying all these cars and these big houses and fancy vacations. And she said, those are great. I'm enjoying those, but I need a spouse. I need a husband and someone to go through life with.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And especially when you have a child, that's what really brings it in.
Sure.
When someone's taking care, doing all the domestic responsibility and you're coming home at 8 o'clock at night, and when you do come home, you're totally checked out.
Sure. Yeah. And you run that race for a long time. And I think eventually, I think a lot of men, it's like, what do you want? What do you want in life? If it is that financial goal, there's nothing wrong with that. Financial freedom is great. But what are you willing to sacrifice? And are you doing it for your family? If you are, truly take a step back and look at that and say, hey, this is what I want. And these are the times I'm doing it for my family so that I can spend more time with them. So I had to take a look at that. And just the guys that I work with are great.
Yeah, no. And I find the same thing. I mean, you try to look at things more holistically, and financial freedom is great.
Sure.
Growing old alone is not great.
Sure.
Children that can't stand you, it's not great. Having
sure,
valuable friendships, where you just have your network, which is worthless. I would say
definitely.
You can't call them at 2 o'clock in the morning. They're not a friend.
Sure. 100%. And looking at that, right. And there's a lot of people that will come along the journey. Right. I'm currently reading one of Tim Grover's books and just how, friends will tell you what you want to hear, but the people that you need around you, are the people that will tell you what you need to hear. And so that's been super valuable for me. And that's what I like to do is just input that into their lives. So,
okay. So let's say I'm a client and I come to you and I'm doing great. I'm doing
sure,
great financially. My business is doing great. But I say to you, hey, listen, I don't feel, I don't have my relationships aren't great. Okay. I feel like I'm doing all of this and maybe my health's not great. And so we're going to counsel me today. That's not the case, but we'll make it there.
Sure.
But I've been there where I've been completely out of balance. So, and I
sure,
think every entrepreneur has been there where their life is completely out of balance. And I always say there is a 2-year sprint in any project I've ever been involved in. I always say it's kind of like a roller coaster.
Sure.
Every roller coaster has the first hill because it's that creates enough force to take it through the rest of the ride. That's the way entrepreneurship should be. It should not be a 10-year climb.
Sure.
I mean, something's wrong there. So how do you help people when their relationships are off and the only thing they're doing is focusing on business?
Sure. And I think a lot of that, right, as me particular, as men, a lot of men that I see, they look to business, right? And I think that's because it's comfortable. They've built a big business. They're successful. And maybe their relationships are falling apart. or their health is falling apart because they're putting so much focus on the business side of it. And I think as men, you know, we look to that, and that's our natural bend, is we want to be providers. We want to have that success and things. But also looking at it from an aspect of, you know, that's the quote unquote easy part, to go back to the business. You've built a tremendous business, but their relationships are a little bit harder, or the fitness is a little bit harder. And so they just think, well, maybe if I just work a little bit more, that things will just kind of smooth over. If I plan another vacation, if I buy the Ferrari, like, things are going to get better. And that may be true for a certain time period, you know, momentary gratification. But I think over time, it's like, we dive into that and it's like, you know, what is it you truly want? If you're lying to yourself and saying you want relationships, but you truly don't, then that's fine. Then just chase the dream and chase the goal of the business and do that.
And you can, I think, sub 30, you can do that. I mean, sure. And that's just reality. And sure. I say, you know, you build something great. I mean, that's what Bill Gates did and a lot of others. You know, their 30s, they were maniacal. Yeah. And at some point they made that transition. And I agree. I think when you look at people, if you look at your health and you know, you're not, you know, you don't have the energy you used to, you know, sure. You can't even stand the sight of yourself when you get out of the shower. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You don't even dare want to see yourself in the mirror. You know, you just let yourself go, or you sure. have, if you had a weekend to spend with somebody outside of your immediate family, you have no one you could spend it with.
Sure. That's pretty lonely, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you just don't have any, you know, friends. I say, cause when I go to work, they talk to me like I'm great. I mean, sure. What are they going to say?
Yeah.
They work for me. So it's such sure. a safe, comfortable environment.
100%.
You know, how are you doing, Sean? Is there anything we can do for you today? Is there anything you need? So-and-so called, return. It's such a protected environment.
Sure.
You know, you don't take, you know, any personal incoming fire. You know, there's yeah. business incoming fire, but no personal relational criticism.
Sure. And I think sometimes maybe that's vulnerable, right? And I think a lot of times, you know, especially as men, what I see too, and even in myself or guys that I work with, it's a very vulnerable situation. There's a lot of guys that say, hey, just, you know, which I keep what we talk about very confidential, but, you know, hey, don't share this with anyone else. Or, you know, men don't want to say that are running incredible businesses that, hey, I do have an issue, or I do have a problem, or I need help, or whatever it may be, or just an accountability partner to say, hey, like, maybe try this. Like, you're going to lose everything, you know, at the expense of your success. So I just want people to truly be fulfilled. And that's where I come into play, is like, how can I add value into their life? And if it's, let's just dive into what is it you want, and let's map that out. And I just help men create maps really on what they want.
So let's talk about, okay, first we're going to talk about their relationship with their spouse or significant person.
Sure.
What's like the one or two pieces of advice that you have found, you know, that you give, or exercises or changes that you have found really, really help?
Really help. I think the book, The Five Love Languages, is just finding out
Gary Chapman.
I mean, it's huge. Like,
it's incredible.
It was pivotal for my relationship and others that I see. And it sounds kind of silly, but it's like, hey, go read this book and find out how your spouse needs to be loved. Because if you're loving them how you want to love them, it's probably not, unless they're exactly the same yeah. love language as you, then yeah, sure.
It's rare.
Yeah. And I would say communication, as hard as it may be sometimes, just the simple daily deposits of whether they said something a certain way. And it's like, no, I totally didn't mean it that way, but we may accept it a certain way. And then it just builds and festers. So I would say communication, just communicating with your spouse. What are your needs? Are they fulfilling those needs? Am I fulfilling your needs? Like, however that looks. So I would say communication, and then the five love languages have been huge.
Okay. If they're just their community, their friendships, you know, they have no friends.
Sure.
You know, they're just lonely.
Sure.
What do you say to them?
I would think a part of that too is like, I'm a big person in, I love like Zooms are great, but I love meeting people in person because I feel like there's a true connection and a true energy with people.
Oh, absolutely.
And so that's what I would say. Just begin to, as uncomfortable as it may be, is begin to start putting yourself in those situations. Look for friendships. Like, who do I want to be? Or they have a great relationship, or they have great friends. Like, start putting yourself in those circles, putting yourself in those situations of, man, I really like that guy. Like, simple as it may be, like, reach out to him on Instagram, like, develop a friendship, start somewhere.
Yeah. It's fun. When I moved to where I live now, and I knew I'm a community guy. And, sure. and it's funny. I've been reading a book lately. I forgot. Oh gosh, what's it called? I forgot what it's even called. It's upstairs. But it talks about like being really, you know, fulfilled. And we think it's money. But then if you look back, but then he goes back in the book and he talks about like when we were like 10, 11 and 12, we had no money.
Right.
But we were so happy. I was happy. Like me, you give me, you know, some friends to go play football with or soccer. You know, you have that community, people that call you and inviting you to do stuff. And you have that group that you sit with at lunch, you know, that when you get to school, they say hi or you get on the bus. I know that sounds like nerdy, but
it's fulfilling.
Men, you know, and I would say women as well, but that community, we crave community. And I think it's one of the biggest things we lose as an adult.
100%. And I think men, I think that's why sports are so, you know, sports and community and brotherhood and things like that are so powerful, especially with men, because we do crave that. It's like, we don't want to journey alone. I don't think as human beings, we're meant to like journey alone. We need that community. We need that fulfillment with people. And it's funny.
No, I'm sorry. I apologize. Finish that, please.
No, I was just, you know, going back to what you're saying is being a kid, having no money, you go to other cultures, right? And you go to these quote unquote poorer countries or people that are less fortunate financially, but those people are incredibly happy because they've got community and they've got family and friendships. And then you come to America and it's like, people are just so driven to money that that's the only thing that will fulfill them.
Yeah. When I was going back to when I first moved here, I started a direct mail magazine and I created a softball team out of my clients, which ended up being the closest friends I have, you know, 25 years later, my closest friend here, and actually the person who, you know, funded my one of my biggest companies was somebody on my softball team. I knew when I came here, that was one of my goals. Like, how can I, you know, create friendships like right away? Sports. Guys love sports.
Oh, 100%.
Sure. You know, and even recently, you know, I was like, man, I don't have enough community. And I think the coronavirus did that. You know, we just totally, so I just started a golf league. I literally bought the golf course for 9 holes, one night a week, 32 players. And I just created my own golf league. Perfect. Like, that's what I'm good at.
Sure.
But it's to create the community.
Sure. And I think that's incredible. And I think, you know, even meeting Colin, like, I think that carries over into him. Like, he has that personal, like, I met him one time and I was like, man, I feel like I've known you for a long time.
About my son. context.
He's incredible. And I think just meeting him and like, had I met him on a Zoom call, it might've been different. Right. And then meeting him in person, I was like, and I will reach out to him, send him videos or whatever it may be. Cause like, I truly value him.
Yeah, he's a significantly better version than me. he's a really sharp kid, but that's true. What we tried to do on this podcast today, I have Josh Pettigrew with me, is we're trying to tell you that, hey, money is great. Financial freedom is great. But when you start asking yourself, what really makes me happy? You're going to find that it involves relationships. You can have money if your physical health is awful. If you have no energy, I mean, I can keep going down the line. Money is one piece. Money is really just a resource to help you get some of these things, but it can't give you all of them.
Sure.
I find, you know, I have money. The people now, they all want to borrow money from me. They're not even my friends anymore. Sure. I think I've lost more friends with money since I've had money than I ever had before.
That's good. Very good.
You know, you don't know what their true motives are anymore.
Sure. Yeah. And you look at it, it's like, is this person truly it's funny. I had a coffee meeting with a guy that is extremely successful. He's running, you know, a $150 million company and he's my age. And he's like, man, I feel so lonely sometimes because I never know if people are just wanting to get on the jet or if people are truly wanting to be my friend. And so just adding value, like I found over the last couple of years of just putting into people's life. And it's like, I want nothing from you other than to just be your friend and develop a relationship. And how can I add an input into your life?
Yeah, no, what we're trying to tell you today is it's not just about money. We want you to, you know, have balance a little bit because you got to have some. I mean, you're going to work your tail off to get up the mountain, to get up that first climb on a roller coaster, but it's never ending. You can't go at that pace. You will burn out. You will pay a dear price for it. I mean, an absolute dear price. We're trying to keep you from doing that. Josh, how can people connect with you? And maybe they can, you know, get a little personal advice and you can coach them and help them. So how can they connect with you?
Sure. Absolutely. Thanks, Sean. I'm on, you know, different platforms. Our website is coachjoshpettigrew.com. You can reach out to me there. I'm pretty active on Instagram at joshdavid.p or on Facebook, Josh or Joshua Pettigrew. So I'm happy to answer DMs. I personally respond. I don't have a bot. So I'd love to truly just connect with people and find how I can help best serve them, even if it turns out to not being a coaching aspect of just how can I help them in their life. So
perfect. I love it. Again, I have Josh Pettigrew with me. What we try to do in this podcast is we try to equip, encourage, and educate entrepreneurs. And that's what we did today. We tried to equip you with some resources that can just make your life more fulfilling. I want to thank you so much for listening to the podcast brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. You need more sales. You need more leads. You need more traffic to your site. I'm telling you, what you need to do is you got to get more buyers. You got to get more target customers and Get Started Marketing. They're great at it. Reach out to getstartedmarketing.com. We will talk again soon.